gonna meet my friends later to catch up. How are you? Love. 2 of my closest friends are always asking me, when are you going to come here to see me? And every time they ask that question, it feels like the gap between my fingers are being cut with the paper, because it's the question that I also want to be answered, but I cannot tell them the truth that you are not coming here, that there's no plan like that, that you don't have the interest to get on the plane to see me. I cannot tell them that because I don't want to break their hearts. I've been telling them all the good things about you, and they ask, and they see how much my eyes twinkle every time I talk about you. They know my heart. They know how much I love you. And they know how much I've been so in love with you. For over a year now. And so, I don't want to hurt them by telling that it is only me who wants to see you in person, that we are not really actually talking to each other, and I'm just living in a fantasy world, that all of these audios are just I don't know what word to use. I cannot tell them that I don't have the capacity to go there with you, and that you don't want to see me. And so I just answered them jokingly that maybe after 5 years, you will come here to see me. Love, thank you for giving me another world to live in. I think the reality is starting to hit me harshly. I slapped my face to wake up from this fairy tale, because the truth is, I'm just dreaming of you, but you are the most beautiful dream that have ever happened to me, and I know unless that dream would come to approach me, it will never become a reality. So I should accept my defeat, right? I should accept the fact that the dream will never decide to be my reality. It's very painful, but I have to wake up now. Because I've been sleeping for a year now, and I know I should just get up and get hold of my reality around me. And about my friends, if they'll ask me again later, when are you coming here to see me? Maybe I'll just tell them that you are the dream that I can never have. But it's okay. It's okay. If you find another woman who's better than me, then that's good. If you find a woman better than me and who is also close to you, near you, that's very good. Right? It's not important if it's me or not. What's important is your happiness for me. I just want you to be happy. Even if that means I am not that source of, I am not that the source of your happiness. It's okay. What's important for me is that you're happy, you're healthy, you're alive, I'm just here for you, I'm just here for you, loving you. It's okay if it will not be reciprocated. I have told you everything that I want to do with you, if you're with me. That I want to create a family with you, but it's okay if it's not your dream too, or it's only me who wants to have a family with you. I'm just thankful that you let me love you, and that's enough for me. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Love you. I love you.